By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a faith-building journey into God's word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Of your word, for the blessings of your spirit, we thank you for your favor upon our lives. Come on, bless his name. Thank you for your mercy, for your wisdom, for sparing our lives by your grace. We say thank you, Lord. We bless you, we bless you. I choose to give you thanks. Go ahead and express it unto God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgiveth our sins, who healeth our diseases. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a very important kingdom attitude to always give thanks. Sometimes we get too familiar with the things that God is doing in our lives. But let me tell you something. Every time you fail to see the faithfulness of God in your life, all he needs to do, can you help me sound, please? All he needs to do is to step out. Just step out for one moment. And I know that I am nothing without him. I don't need a preacher. It's a revelation. I know that he's... Steve puts it in no better way than his song. You are my oxygen. You are my daily breath. You are the air that I breathe. Very powerful song. You are my oxygen. You are my daily breath. You are the air that I breathe. Here's the part of the song that I love so much. And I am desperate for you. And I am lost without you. And I'm desperate for you. The song one more time with life and understanding. I ready now. You are my oxygen. Come on.
You are my oxygen.
You are the air that I breathe. Don't just get excited. Think about the revelation behind the song.
You are my oxygen.
You are my daily.
I'm lost without you. I'm desperate for you.
tell him, Lord, you are truly everything to me. You are truly everything to me. I want it to become part of your life. Always give God thanks, thanks, thanks. Let it become part of the fabric of your life. Let it become part of the fabric of your life. Always give him thanks. The miraculous power of God flows on the wings of thanksgiving. We're saying thank you for our miracle services, for our services, for your faithfulness. You have kept us. We're celebrating graduates in our midst, celebrating your blessings of life. We thank you for equipping us with your word. Lord, I thank you. And say, I live by the principles of the word. Take this thing serious. Take it very serious. I will not tell you to do things that God didn't direct me. I'd like you to say, I live by the word. My life is founded upon the word. I reject every doctrine and every teaching that does not line up with the principles of the word. Hallelujah. Put it down. I was sharing with, I think there was a time we were having a discussion. Please sit down. We're having a discussion at home, and I was saying something. I think we're talking about certain prophets around and their accuracy and all of these things. I think I was sharing, we're just sharing at home, and I was saying, my concern is not your degree of accuracy. My concern is not how powerful you are. Hallelujah. My concern is how much of the word of God you live by. I've shared it here many times, and I'll say it again, that someone walks at you and says, your name is Rotimi, you served in Zamfara State, you just kneel and say, Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not teaching you to be critical. I'm teaching you to be matured so that you can discern spirits and not make yourself gullible to just anything. Bible says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. In other words, every manifestation of the spirit in the kingdom should directly glorify Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray that your word will prevail over our minds. I pray that your word will truly, truly, truly change us. You are equipping us and bringing us back to the foundations of truth and the word. You're teaching us the principles that the ancient knew. I pray in the name of Jesus that even as we transit through our lives, you help us to make the word of God the standard for our lives. That we master your principles so much that the new age teachings and the doctrines of devils and demons will not kick us out of the things of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I once studied I was just going through several things online, and I saw a teaching that gave, the man was teaching, and I know it was a scripture he took, and he was teaching it very falsely, and he was making certain decrees that believers have the right to administer salvation to others. And I understand, because the Bible says whoever sins you forgive is forgiven and all kinds of things. And what the person was teaching was saying that God doesn't forgive anybody since he doesn't do anything. It is left for the believers to choose whether people will be saved or not. How do you like that? And it had scriptural backings. And many of us read and say, really? And so it gives room for perversion and living immoral lives and everything. And people say, I have realized that it's within my power to secure my salvation. Your Majesty, I can't but bow, and I lay my all before you now. In royal robes that I don't deserve, I live to serve your Majesty. How many of you are truly seeing growth in your spiritual life? Growth and maturity. Let me see your hands, honestly. That you're coming to a point where you know that when God sends you out of this system, you can represent Him. That in the next 10 years, when we hear about you, we will hear that you are still living and walking aright. If that is not happening to you, we are failing. Are you listening to me? Whether crowds come until people sit on the zinc, if there is no transformation, then we are failing. And God has helped us to define success properly. That success is not just about crowds coming or people falling and all of these things. That is about the quality of transformation. That if at any time God picks this lady and sends her into the system, she will represent the kingdom with such power and grace. If that happens, we are truly successful. Are you listening to me? If all that happens is that we celebrate numerical strength and increase and excellence and all of these things, and there is no notable transformation, that people are breaking free from the shackles of sin and Satan and coming to a point where the word of God becomes the priority, where people are experiencing the blessings, the goodness, the life, the prosperity of the kingdom, where people are being prepared and equipped to understand who they are and the principles of the kingdom. If that is not happening, then we are failing. Are you listening to me? That's why we took our time to thank God for His faithfulness. Our time is fast spent. Very quickly, I'll be sharing tonight on a very powerful kingdom principle, the creative power of the spoken word. The creative power of the spoken word. Light is shining in the darkness. Jesus, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead. He is Lord. Truly light is shining in every darkness. Jesus, You are Lord. Hallelujah. The word of God is not just for many believers. We know the word of God to be an instrument. The Bible calls it the sword of the Spirit. An instrument against Satan. You know, when Jesus came to tempt Satan, said, it is written. It is written. And so many of us have come to know the word as an instrument against Satan and so on and so forth. But I need you to understand that the word of God is not just an instrument for victory against Satan. Hallelujah. That the word of God is God's agency for creation. The word of God is God's tool for framing realities in this realm. It's His principle. Hebrews chapter 11, very quickly.
Hebrews chapter 11. Thank you, Jesus. Through faith, we understand that the walls, the systems, were framed by what? The word of God. Follow me. Through faith, we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God. It says, so that the things which are seen were not made of things that do appear. In other words, our material realm came into being as a result of a spiritual technology from the supernatural world. Hallelujah. And our understanding of that principle will equip us to create and to frame our world. There are so many people who are waiting for God to create their future for them. When you go to God in His sovereignty, He grants you grace and revelation. How many of you have prayed about a thing and the more you pray, the more God sends you scriptures? You want to see visions and all you see is scriptures. And at the end of the prayer, you feel very bad. You know why? Because the light that comes in that word will help you and will equip you to be victorious. And so the word of God is His creative agency. Hebrews, Paul gives us the dynamics of the creation of the universe. It says, through faith, we understand that the walls were what? Framed. They had their physical structure by an activity that involved the word of God. In other words, the smallest unit of every material is not atoms. It's not electrons, neutrons, and protons. It's the word of God. Hallelujah. And something very interesting, I watched a documentary some years ago, and some scientists were trying to rewind the earth. They were trying to backdate the earth, to rewind it to 2 minutes or something, so that they would see the formation. And they succeeded. I can't remember the name of the documentary. Very powerful documentary. And they were even able to rewind the earth, according to them, to some seconds before whatever. I don't know how they did it, don't ask me. But they said the only thing that the machines and all of this could interpret was heat and light. That was all. No atoms, no electrons, no nothing. So forget about that Big Bang nonsense. Write it for your exams and pass and go. But I'm telling you, if you need to be victorious in this life, you need to realize that mankind and creation were not a product of two Big Bangs that came. No. The direct, definite operation of the word of God. And that's what I want to teach us tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible makes us to understand that through faith we understand that the walls were framed. That means your life will only be framed by the word of God. Are you listening to me? The word of God is the creative tool of the Father. He uses His word to frame things, give them frames and realities. Genesis chapter 1, the Bible makes us to understand that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. And it says, now the earth was dark, void, formless, and the Spirit of God hovered around the face of the waters. Verse 3, it says, and God said, the Hebrew rendition is, God said, light be. He used the creative power of the word to call the things that were not as though they were. And He framed the recreated earth through the word of God. Hallelujah. There are so many believers who are just waiting for our jobs to recreate our lives, or our certificates to recreate our lives. I need you to understand that your mouth is not just an instrument of eating food. That every time you take the word of God and put it in your mouth and you release it, it's a technology in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. brings forth creative power. Everything you see in this auditorium is a product of God's creative power. ENI today, there was a day it was only in the bowels of the Spirit. The technology of the Spirit brought it into existence and gave it frame. Are you listening to me? This mic came as a product of the creative power of God's word. Your being here tonight was framed together by the creative power of God's word. Do you believe what I'm teaching you? Because I need us to step out of this place and realize that as believers, it is within our power to create our future. And not to sit down and allow things to try to create it. There are many of us that live our lives by chance. It's one song they used to sing and say, whatever will be, will be. No, 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 sir. It doesn't work for believers. It can work in your cartoon. It doesn't work for your life and destiny. So we need to come to a point where we realize that there is a provision, there is a principle that creates realities. The word of God. Hallelujah. Sorry. When Jesus walked upon the earth, the Bible made us understand that he healed them with his word, created all kinds of things, called things that were not. Isn't it interesting, hear me friends, that when God calls you, he doesn't give you any physical thing. Nothing. Hallelujah. When God called Abraham, there's no record that animals fell from heaven, three or four, and he said, all right, now go ahead and just move. Isn't it interesting that the first seed God gives you in your life is not money or all of this, is his word. And he believes that that word is able to translate. Ah, God. I read something about Jacob that scared me. I've been studying what prosperity principle Jacob used that made the animals to reproduce themselves with dark colors by looking at a dark object. Isaac didn't give them anything, just left a blessing. Spoke something that created a man's future and a man's destiny. Hallelujah. There is nothing in this life that the word of God cannot give me. Hear me. Whatever the word cannot give you, you can't get it. If you ever get it, it's a mirage. Run away from it. Any success that did not come by the word is only a mirage. Soon you will cry. Any lifting, any promotion, any increase that is not a byproduct of the word will not last. And so as believers, God gives us his word so that we are able to frame our future and frame our lives. Hallelujah. For many believers, we just stop at reading the word. By his stripes I am healed. He was made poor so that I'll become rich. And all of that, and we just read it and stop there. I want you to know that there is more to the activity of the word of God than just reading it. Are you listening to me? When you study the word of God and it stays in your spirit, you take the word of God and put it upon the lips of faith. And every time you begin to speak God's word, can I tell you something? Until the word of God is spoken, it cannot release the power and the potency that you need. That's why many people have their Bibles in their homes and they are still suffering as if Jesus Christ didn't die. Because we need to realize that it's more than just looking at your Bible. That you must put the word of God first in your heart. And then the word of God must be released. You don't just speak the word to have faith. It's God's principle of creation. Are you listening to me? Very, very important. The more you realize, friends, that the word of God is an instrument of creation to frame your reality. The Bible said, through faith we understand that the walls were framed by by the word of God. So I take the word of God and begin to frame my health destiny. Are you listening to me? I pick up God's word and I begin to make decrees under his anointing. I say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to God's word, I create a life of health. See, I've said it here, that the word of God does not just reveal your future, it can create one. Are you listening to me? That means when you look at a life that is not consistent with God's word, the word of God can change it. Powerful. Hallelujah. That you sit down and begin to frame your life with God's word. You begin to speak and declare and say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I will never beg. I will never sit running from hand to mouth. It doesn't matter what my background is. I understand that in the realm of the spirit, the spoken word has creative ability. The only thing that is permitted to go to your future before you is the words you send. And boy, if you send sufficient words to your future, you will find a beautiful future. There are so many people who step into their future and sit and say, ah, God is not fair. What you are seeing today by the grace of God is the framework of years of speaking. Our tomorrow will reveal what we are speaking today. Are you listening to me? It's a very simple but powerful teaching. Because there are so many believers that cry and lament over situations, waiting for God to do something about it, when God is telling you, I have equipped you with the tools and the understanding to frame your reality. You hear a report that is not supposed to be. There are too many believers that give up and give in too quickly, because we do not realize that within the believer, given by God through the instrumentality of his word, is the ability to change our situations. Can I tell you something? There are very few people who you see and admire today who had the best situations in their lives by default. People created it. Are you listening to me? If you look at someone's wealth and admire it, if he got it by the word of God, it was created by the principle of God. You speak that faith, and then on this earth realm, God begins to transfer it by the wisdom he gives you. Hallelujah. Many of us have allowed Satan to take advantage of our lives, and we have watched our lives not make any progress. Many of us have sat back to watch things go wrong in our families. Yet every time we just look and we are just passive about it. Truth, we are studying God's word, but we do not realize that when the word of God is not spoken, it will only reside in your spirit and stay there, but it will not change your life until it is brought forth and declared. He said, declare ye that ye might be justified. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Can I tell you something? According to Jewish culture, all right, the proof that you are a king is that you can just speak and your word is done. Have you realized that in this earth realm, the more you become an oga, the proof that you are an oga is that you just speak and things happen. Hallelujah. If I say, Casey, come, and he gets up and comes, what happens? His ability to obey my word is proof that I'm not a non-entity. Are you understanding me? And so you need to realize that the proof of your dominion, the true proof of your dominion in the kingdom, is that you speak things and they happen. If things are not created by the power of your word, you are not reigning. And there are too many people struggling. But the Bible says, there remaineth a rest for God's people. That you come to a point where you frame your world with the creative power of God. Hallelujah. Many of us came here and saying, Lord, will you meet my need? Lord, will you do this and this? And God is saying, when will you get up and take responsibility and begin to put word in your lips? Stand as a king that you are. Are you listening to me? Arise, there are many people who have been sitting, you've been buffeted by Satan again and again because we are unwilling to stand like kings that we are. Say after me, I am royalty. That within you is the ability to create the kind of future you want. If you get to the top and don't find me there, where you are is not the top. Hallelujah. You know why? Because I will not shut my mouth over my destiny. You see, in the earth realm, if you keep quiet, you are the Bible says even a fool, when he is silent, is considered wise. So people just say, I don't want to look for trouble. There are many people who are afraid of making their faith declarations about their future. So when you get up and begin to speak and say, in the name of Jesus, I will not beg for bread. And your roommate say, I thought you just begged me for one Indomie. So what? So what? Are you listening to me? Through faith, we understand that the walls were framed. Framed. For you to ever speak, you must know the kind of life you want. And for you to know the kind of life you want, you have to go back to the Word of God. The Word of God gives you a picture of the kind of life God has for you. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the things that I think, the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, they are thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you a future and an expected end. Hallelujah. There are many people. Can I tell you something? I am convinced that one of the reasons why the Holy Spirit came back to resurrect Jesus is because he spoke it. How many of you know that before he died, he said it? He said, I will die, but after 3 days, I will rise. He wasn't just informing them. He was releasing a word so that when the mortal body was dead, on the third day, that word was activated. I've spoken things about my life and I'm not cheerful. Let me tell you something. The man who brings you to a point of silence has destroyed your life. Are you learning something this night? All that you need to speak. Many of us, all we speak is, I don't have this. I don't have that. My life is not this. When will you start speaking? Stop speaking what you are seeing. Begin to create. You are co-creators with God. Hallelujah. For years I kept speaking. I said, I will never be a failure in life. I will never be a failure in ministry. There is nothing that my hands will ever touch that will fail. I tell you the truth, take me anywhere, the result will come. You know why? This technology of the Spirit will work. And so Jesus Christ comes to a place and begins to heal the people with the power of his word. Hallelujah. Many times you come for meetings and you see all of these things. You create a doorway from the realm of the spirit to this realm. There are several believers that have several virtues of the spirit locked up in the realm of the spirit, but we are too silent or we are careful. You don't want to look charismatic. Unfortunately, I hope you know that in Genesis chapter 3, the Bible says, and they heard the voice of God walking in the cool of the day. The Hebrew rendition is, they heard the talking spirit. That's what the Hebrew called God there. The spirit that talks. The talking spirit. Let me tell you something. If you make up your mind to walk with this principle I'm teaching you tonight, your success will scare you. There are many people who don't speak. I'm not just talking about a special time when you lock your door. You make it a part of your life to speak. Many of us speak, but we speak the wrong things. And so our lives begin to move in the direction of our words. The creative power of the spoken word. You never find me say certain things about myself. I cannot. It's not for me. No, sir. I shared it, I think, was it during the leaders meeting or something? Or somewhere. I said, even if I were not born again, I will never kill myself. That spirit of suicide, impossible. You know how much I believe in myself? I will never. The money I will use to buy rope to hang myself, I will eat food with it or do something else. You've got to speak your way to victory in this life. If you sit down waiting for God, you will sit down there forever. You've got to speak. You've got to prophesy. You've got to declare. Ezekiel chapter 37. I trust God that will pray. One of the things God was bringing my attention to. And in this place we are raising talking spirits. Men and women, that Jamfa had always said it, that in every man is a prophetic dimension. Whether or not you are called to occupy the office of a prophet, the ability to decree, to create, to establish. Hallelujah. I am my church, we don't like talking. Start talking. Start talking. Open your mouth and decree. Declare. Tell yourself, my life. Let me tell you something. Every time things look like they are not going, they are not working, don't sit down and say, oh God, when will my change come? The day you start speaking. Many of us say, what if I'm speaking and it's going worse? That's the time to keep speaking more. You keep quiet, you've made the biggest mistake. Satan brings us, you know what depression is? Let me tell you something. Depression is a demonic mechanism to bring you to a state of silence so that you don't speak again. That's why men are the ones who are most depressed, because according to our character and makeup, when men have serious issues, they keep quiet. It's women that always talk. Why did it? When you see a man, just keep quiet. The worries on that man, if he puts it on you, it will kill you. I watched one Nigerian film that one man, things were not going right and all of this. As in, several kinds of terrible things were happening. And then the landlord was supposed to come and drive him out. That was the final thing. He just came out of his veranda and he just put his hand like this. And while the people were discussing and trying to beg the landlord's boys, the guy had died. Since they came outside and found out that this guy died on his hands. So what kind of life is that? The last ounce of energy that he had, he'd have said, Lord, there's got to be more. Either your word is true or I'm doing something wrong. In any case, speaking will reveal it. I make up, shut your door. We have very few believers that understand the creative power of the word. Hallelujah. And so we sit down and say, Lord, when will you help me? When will you help me? Many of us have been looking for all kinds of things. Many of our parents are there. And you say, God gave us this thing for business. We have been looking for capital. We are waiting for one uncle. You are waiting for one uncle. Have you not heard that the Bible says the word became flesh? So the word can become flesh. When the word becomes flesh, it will dwell among you. If the word can become flesh, the word can become the money you are looking for. The word can become the increase you are looking for. The word can become anything. The Bible says the word that was in the realm of the spirit wore a material body. It became flesh. The word became flesh. Oh, that's why every promise of God in my life must become flesh. I must identify with it here and now in this realm. Hallelujah. The power of God's word. I understand that I live in a kingdom that is governed by words. How come sorcerers know this and demons know this and witches are... You never go to a native doctor and he is silent. They are always saying things. Whether you understand or not is not the issue. It's that they are saying things. The creative power of the spoken word. Many of us have stopped speaking about our lives because you felt, well, I started and I'm not seeing anything. The Bible says, why we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal. Let me tell you something. Every time God sends you, He will send you with only a word. Many people, when they are starting out in ministry, they've not done anything. They are looking for partners. They are looking for everything. All this begging, sitting down to beg people. There are many of us, are you not tired of begging your uncles and aunties, running helter-skelter? There are many of us who are looking for our school fees. and you will not let it. You've called almost everybody on your phone and you are angry. Why don't you make the word become flesh? He said, but how shall these things be? That's what Mary asked. He said, how shall these things be? Oh God, how shall these things be? That's what Zechariah said when the angel brought him word. He doubted and Gabriel was angry. He said, I am Gabriel that standeth in the presence of God. And guess what? Zechariah became deaf and dumb. You know why? So that his words would not change the plan of God. And his mouth was shut until the baby was born and he used his hand to write it. He said, his name is John. God said, now your mouth can open. Isn't that amazing? That's a powerful lesson we need to learn. God had, because Zechariah was a priest, he was operating in a prophetic office. And if he made decree, he could interrupt heaven's affairs on earth. There are many people. Have you not known that your speaking cooperates with the heavens to bring to birth realities? Every time God shows you, many of you get up with a beautiful dream. You saw people celebrating you in the dream. That's an opportunity to make that word become flesh. You just lie down and write it in your book and say, I know one day it will happen. And you are angry now. You saw it when you were 4 years. How old are you? 30. You have not seen any manifestation. Hallelujah. We have to come to points where we keep speaking. You want to go for a job interview, you begin to speak. Kabo sata balakaya. I am well favored. I am well favored. The grace of God is at work in my life. I feel very sad when I see people living as if the word of God is not working. I tell you the truth with all humility. What you see today is a product of the word becoming flesh. The strength and the creative potency of the word on the lips of faith. Hallelujah. Who told you the blessings in the word cannot become your reality? It's just that we have trained ourselves to run and beg, do everything we run with everything. Just look at our parents running helter-skelter. I know this person. I know that person. Some of us are already looking for admission. And the next thing is, please, who do you know that can help me? Let me share with you a story to the glory of God. I didn't ask him for permission, but I'll share it. Over Steve's admission, he shared with me. Let me tell you something. When Steve was looking for admission, I didn't ask for his permission. I'm sorry, sir. Hallelujah. The first list came out and he didn't get the admission. And then the second list came out. He also didn't get the admission. Hallelujah. Then they used to do first, second, and third list. And then he meandered his way to Living Faith Church. And while he sat down there, he had somebody giving a testimony that he went round the Senate building 7 times speaking. And when he did the admission, the second list came and he got it. And Steve said, ah. See him, he can confirm it. Steve went round your Senate 7 times. Kabul Sapphire. The Bible says, wherever my feet treads upon has been given unto me. That's him. The word of God. The word of God. Let me share with you something to bless your heart. When my sister, she's in final year now to the glory of God. She got admission. She was given economics. And something happened and she collapsed during her WAEC, and then she didn't make maths or something then. And so when it was time to give her admission, things didn't work out, and they said, well, here's your admission letter, but you don't have maths. And so I said, so where do we try now? I was asking her. And she said, okay, I can do mass communication. I said, Lord, what is my sister going to study? I've been blessing other people. And God said, my sister was going to study mass communication. I said, that's all. I went to the HOD's office and I said, well, there's a one Fulani man like this. He said, there's no admission, there's no this thing. I just left him quietly. And see, when you know this power, you stop begging people. The place of your victory is not in the open. You go and shut yourself and say, are you not the creator of heavens and the earth? And I began to speak. And suddenly as I began to speak, God gave wisdom. And God told me, he said, go and meet Prof. Rampia's father of blessed memory. He blessed our lives before he went to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. And God just gave me the wisdom and I went and met him. And he said, you mean the man said no admission? And he just got up and went to talk with the man. I said, well, it's not like there's no admission. It's just that they have to wait and see first and all of that and that. Cut the long story short. My sister is in final year today. My younger sister could not enter school for a long time because she was looking for a particular paper. She did her best and everything. She got frustrated at a point. And one year, I got angry. I had gotten admission. My sister had not gotten admission. I got angry in the court. Many of you don't know it now, in the court there. That night, I became a talking spirit. I said, Lord, even if my sister doesn't write WAEC, English must come out this year. I put it as a time. I got angry in my spirit and the spirit of faith. I was the one who drove her to a cafe. And when we went to the cafe, she couldn't come out because she had written exams many times. Just like many of you are saying, Master, we have toiled all night. Nevertheless, at thy word. Hallelujah. And when I checked it and I saw C in her English, I came out. Say, hey, where are you? Yeah, collect your... Today, by God's grace, she has graduated, served. She's a happy, happy, wonderful lady. She's looking for a job and she told me, I said, truly, if I am a blessing and I am a servant of God, believe me, you have a very good job. Many of you said, Kai, man of God, don't you know that is the same ability that resides within you? Why do you think we sing that song? Same power that conquered the grave lives in me. Lives in me. Your love that rescued the earth lives in me. How many things have come our way that would have changed by the creative power of God's word? Ezekiel chapter 37, very quickly and then we'll pray. This was the encounter of the prophet Ezekiel and the spirit of the living God. A very simple lesson for us to get. And then I'd like us to pray. It's my desire, friends, that the least person among us here will command fearful breakthroughs and advancements in our lives. That we will live the reality of this scripture that says the least among them will be as great as David. So that it will not just be a few people. I look forward to times when it's time for testimony. We have to stop and say, hold on. Because we will say, I must give. This word works. That statement, the word works, I don't hear many people say it again. That means it has not been working for many people. That means you have stopped speaking. Ezekiel 37. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the breath of your spirit upon this word. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley that was full of bones. Say it was full of bones. So it's not only your life that is full of bones. There's a valley that is full of bones. And believe me, there are some people's lives that the bones are almost filling the valley. You need to hear this message tonight and begin to reduce those bones and create an exceeding great army out of those bones. Many of us do not realize that the same things that look like disadvantages are the raw materials that will be used to create the miracle. The same bones now became an exceeding great army. Read on. And caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were what? They were what? It was a description of the state of hopelessness. See, I don't care what problem you have in this place. I don't care what kind of future you need to frame. Solomon tells us that there is nothing that is happening now on the earth that has not happened before. Whether it's financial situation, whether it's your education, whether it's whatever, the Bible makes us to understand that with the creative power of God's word, you can frame a glorious destiny. You may not be able to do anything about yesterday, but you can begin to speak today to redeem your tomorrow. Are you listening to me? Verse 3. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live again? Do you see a future where these bones suddenly become human beings standing? Ah, the prophet said, bones becoming an army is hard, oh God. I'm a prophet. I've seen visions. I've seen all kinds of supernatural things. But Lord, on this, only thou knowest. Hallelujah. It gets to points in your life where if God tells you certain situations can change, they look so impossible. Until the miracle happens, you will never believe it can happen. When you hear some testimonies and close your mouth, the person was not laughing when he was trusting God for the breakthrough of that testimony. Remember when we were going to Panshin 2006? We didn't have the... It's not like now that we are reaping the products of the word of God. We were going for a crusade. A few people here were there then. And there was no money for the transportation. But we had asked the drivers to come to main gate. And we told everybody, go and be entering the bus. Where ENI meets on campus, God is my witness. That was where I was walking. I said, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you have given us this instruction. Your word is true. And as I was speaking there and then, people were running from hostels and running from wherever and coming and saying, I hear you people are about to leave. Here's the money. Ask him. That's how we raised the money at that point. Why are we too quick to doubt God and his ability to bring his promises to pass in our lives? I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Everything he has said in his word, I believe. And I have declared that I will see it happen in my lifetime. Hallelujah. So I'm provoking us tonight to realize that part of the principles of the kingdom is the ability to speak God's word. You have a business. Enough of begging people and trying to look for favor. Who can connect? Who can do this? You are looking for a job. Enough of begging this, begging, begging, begging thing. I'm telling you, I've said it again and again, and I'll keep saying it. Take, for those of you who are graduating, take your eyes away from men. Take your eyes away from men. You will be disappointed again and again in this life. In my little life, I've come to see that anything that the word of God does not give is vanity and is a mirage. It will only bring you pain and sorrow. Men can promise you heaven and hell, and you will be this, not because they want to be unfaithful. The best and the greatest of any man is still a man.